Yeah, we got the church, the village hall,
yeah,
and the rest is housing, yeah.
Wow.
The things that are gone that went together was the blacksmith shop, and every village had a blacksmith shop, and usually a carpenter shop. But the lady who kept the blacksmith's wife kept the little shop and the post office all in one.
Yeah.
And I was saying the other day, Ron, thinking about this, saying, I said, we purchased toffees 10 for a penny.
Yeah.
She counted them out. The wrap toffees 10 for a penny, or you can get a penny bar of Cadbury's milk chocolate.
Oh, right.
But if we used to take we're always taking the working horses across to the blacksmith, you know, to have them shod. And if you're lucky, get a penny and then go and get your 10. And I can see old Mrs. New will count the 10 toffees out now.
Mm.
But was that Rosalie's was a shop as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm. But they kept, he sold paraffin as well, didn't he? Mm. And sort of, I don't know, they sold some form of meal for the pigs and poultry as well, possibly. It was just slightly a bit different. Because she was a widow from the First World War, I read quite recently, old Mrs. Rowley. Her husband got killed in the First World War, and she came there and set that shop up. But we haven't had a post office for 40 years that we run, I suppose.
Oh, really?
Or so. No.
Wow.
We didn't have a pub either, Easton was never at a pub. It had a cider house, which closed in 1910.
Right.
So, there are not many villages that didn't have a pub.
There's Hollywood at a pub.
Yeah, but that was
a yew tree.
Yeah, but it was a pub, that's right, yes. But it was more a cider house, but they sold beer as well.
Yeah.
1910, that's right. So it's 102 years ago now that closed.
And then recently,
years
like we had the men's club, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a men's club just after the war in the village hall, which was very good for about 20 years. And we were on more than 20 years, I expect.
And what was that like? To go for a drink? Or
yes.
That was a social place where club members, you could go in there and you could buy your drink, whatever you wanted, beer, spirits, or whatever. Yeah. And they used to have games, didn't they?
Oh, right. Mm.
Darts,
air gun shooting.
It was all sorts of games, isn't
it? Yeah. It started at the end of the war, about 1945, and it went for about the 1970s, didn't it? Mm. But we weren't enough. It opened 3 days a week, you know, that was quite a big thing. You could go have a drink, buy cigarettes.
I think a lot of the problem was, when it started, there was no buses and that about, not much in here. Mm. And folks used to visit the club for a drink and such like and so forth. Well, as the buses and that don't, or the people got a car or a motorbike, whatever, they went further afield.
Yeah, by 1970, the people got their own vehicle.
Yeah, they went further afield.
So now the social events and all the coffee mornings.
Well, that's our main thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's gone. They suggested doing this some years ago, and I said, well, it'll never take off. The lady who suggested, she didn't suggest a coffee morning. She said we could have a luncheon thing where the workers could bring their sandwiches in and have a chat, you know. But that would, I said, well, I don't think it'll ever take off. And I was looking, and we never got to that sort of thing. And I didn't think the coffee morning would take off, but it has, and it's a nice social thing.
Yes.